This is an instructional tape with examples of voice exercises which are going to help you develop good bone conduction. Bone conduction is obtained by transmitting the vibration of the larynx, or voice box, to the bone structure of the body. This is the quickest way for the inner ear, which is encased in the bone structure of the skull, to receive the sound of our voice. Bone conduction is the most direct way to secure and reinforce a feedback loop between our voice and our ear. For this exercise, it is preferable that you sit on a stool or cushions on a chair so that your pelvis is higher than your knees, which allows your spine to stay straight and tall without effort on your part. You can also stand if you wish. First, become aware and experience how your voice is made up of vibration. To do so, begin to breathe more slowly. Inhaling first, then slowly exhaling. Repeat this a few times, inhaling slowly and deeply, then exhaling slowly and fully, paying more attention to the exhalation. Let the back of your neck be elongated and your chin slightly tucked in. As you exhale, imagine and feel the air from your lungs passing through your larynx on its way out. Just passing through, without any effort. Keeping the mouth closed and your tongue lying relaxed up against your palate, let the exhalation passing through the larynx turn into humming. And now, together, inhale. Like a whistle that we blow, the larynx starts singing through its contact with the air coming from our lungs when we exhale. Let's continue to hum with our mouth closed. Repeat after me in the silence that follows my humming, with a sense that humming is sounding under the dome of the soft palate at the back of the mouth. When you hum this way, you will feel all the cavities inside your head vibrating. Now ask your larynx to put itself in the position to produce another tone higher. Now another tone lower. And another tone, higher again. As you can feel, Humming, which is the starting point of chanting, is a part of breathing, and it should be just as easy as breathing. The next step is to become aware of the larynx while it is vibrating. This can be achieved by placing the pads of your fingers at the back of your neck and applying slight pressure against the back of your neck without introducing any tension on the larynx. Try to make the larynx go closer to the spine by elongating the back of the neck and slightly tucking in the chin. And while producing the humming sound, imagine that your mouth is at the back of your neck, where your hand is right now. Repeat after me. You should feel a vibration in your hand while doing this. The vibration should come with the sensation of growing taller and feeling lighter. Do it a few more times on your own. Stay really tall and inhale. And again. Now a lower tone. And even a lower tone, remembering that the lower you go, the taller you keep growing. While producing these sounds, continue to breathe slowly and deeply, and be aware that you need very little air when you emit a good humming sound. Your larynx acts as a vibrator, which transmits the vibration to the spinal column, and from there it is distributed to the whole body. Your body becomes like a cello. It is this cello which amplifies and enriches your voice. The sound is perceived all around you. There is no one specific place in the body where you can feel the vibration coming out of you. You are the sound. Repeat again after me, one tone at a time. Mm-hmm. These bone-conducted humming sounds flow out of you with very little energy used and very little air. There is a great sense of ease and flow. When you hum like this for long enough and stay very relaxed and resilient in your body, you will start to feel a gentle rhythmic rocking of your torso. First, it may feel like your whole torso is following the rhythm of your heart. And then, you may also feel the soft, spontaneous rocking as originating at the base of the spine. We are going to continue to sing a few more of these humming sounds together. Repeat after me. You remember? This humming sound is felt as coming out of you from all over you, not just from one specific part of your body. Not from the throat, not from the nose, but as if there was a kind of sonic aura emanating from you. A good way to become more aware of this vibration is to lie down on the floor with your knees bent to allow the back of the waist to come closer to the floor. Lengthen the back of your neck by tucking in the chin, and then relax your head. Make the sound as if you wanted to give it to the floor, as if you wanted to make the floor sing along with you. Once again, the larynx gives you the tone you want, without effort, with just your intention. This tone is transmitted to the bones and it makes the body sing like a cello. It sings as if on its own. From this comes the impression of ease and of very little energy expended while humming. Let's hum together again in this position with your back flat on the floor. Now we are going to sing a few simple melodies with the mouth closed. Repeat after me and don't worry about getting the melody right. Just enjoy yourself. Now you are going to play with your own humming voice. You are going to invent your own melody or sing one that you already know. Just keep in mind the posture, the slow respiration, the image and sense of the vibration of the sound coming out behind your neck, as if your mouth were at the back of your neck. This exercise is not about performing. It is not even about singing. It is about producing a sound which permits an encounter with ourselves, allowing every part of ourselves into the space around us. You will have a few minutes to do this. Take a deep, easy breath and go ahead. Feel your body vibrating. Keep going. Enjoy your own voice. The space around us plays a great role in the quality of the sound we create. There are rooms which invite us to use our voice. They as if pull the sound out of us. You can experience that in some churches or synagogues, for example. On the other hand, some spaces are acoustically dead. A wall-to-wall carpeted living room with a lot of heavy curtains is a space to avoid. On the contrary, a kitchen, a bathroom, a garage, or a stairwell are usually good. Their resonance gives you more feedback and invites your body to enter into vibration more easily with the sound you produce. Now, come back up into your original sitting position. You are going to learn how to produce vowels, starting with the vowel O. The whole idea of this exercise is to emit the vowel O without losing the sensation, the feeling of the humming sound. I'll give you an example, and then I will explain. I started the humming sound with the mouth open in the shape of O, the lips relaxed and well forward, and the tongue touching the hard palate. Then I suddenly let the tongue go down to emit the go, which I produced without losing the sensation of the humming sound. Towards the end, I brought the tongue back up towards the palate and resumed the humming. If well done, the humming sound at the end is similar to the one at the beginning. Repeat after me. When you emit the go, you should perceive both the humming sound and the O sound. The humming sound continues to be perceived as if it was going behind you and all around you. The O sound should be perceived at the front of your mouth. You can visualize it as rolling forward out of your mouth, away from your lips. Let's do it again. Now with the oo. Now with the E vowel. Now with an A. And now with an A. and with ah. Now that you have experienced what a bone-conducted sound should sound like and feel like, let's practice some short vocalizations. Here, you keep your mouth open from beginning to end. Repeat after me. The intent of all these exercises is to progressively increase the mastery of your singing voice and your speech. The more you practice this bone-conducted sound in your everyday speech and singing, the more your voice becomes part of you and the more of you will be in your voice. You will gain a greater sense of self, more self-confidence, and regenerated energy. And the more you benefit, the more you give others the benefit from the tremendous energy and empathy contained in the sounds of a good bone-conducted voice.